FM 90.3 WJTL for King and Country. Fix my eyes. Good morning, friend Mindy with you, 720.
Weather forecast today, mostly cloudy rain. Temps dropping from this morning's high of 76. Tonight, clouds, rain, low 55. Friday, there is a chance of showers early, then turning windy and cooler, and the sunshine's going to come out, high 60. Saturday, chance of showers, partly sunny then, high 56. Sunday, mostly sunny. Great day to make a pot of chili, high 59. Mm-hmm. Currently at 74.
Our friends Dave, David, Tony hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
The worship training event is happening this Saturday at Lancaster Bible College, and Dave Hellmuth from Adliv Music is the main speaker, and you can get all the info at worshiplink.com. But Dave, you mentioned earlier that the five faders is going to be what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
And this is an event for everybody on your worship team.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the five faders.
Yep. So we have the honor of serving on worship teams, right? It's a lot of fun. A lot of life happens. It's great. But not always. Sometimes there's tension. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes, you know, there's different things. And one of the factors, one of the main factors that keeps us from serving a long time in a great way is the reality that we come to that serving from five different motivations. Mm. Whether you're a drummer or you're the person who's leading it all, you have a motivation. You have an identity, the way you look at it. And so that's called the five faders. You can either be an artist, you can be a shepherd, you can be a priest, an educator, or a producer. Mm. And each one of those things, like, we walk into that thinking a certain way, and A, we don't realize that we are thinking that way.
Right.
So that's the first learning.
Right.
And second, we don't realize that other people are motivated differently than we are.
Wired in a different
way. So when Sally
setup.
Wants to spend extra time working on that song, we get frustrated because we just wanted to hang out with our friends. Or we wanted to get deeper into worship, but they want to work on the music, or we just wish that things were more organized because we're a producer and we like things that are well done. And you didn't show up with the chord charts for me again. They're not even in the right key. This is driving me crazy. So all these are motivation based things. So we're going to unpack that idea to figure out who am I? How am I motivated as a drummer? You know, or as a singer, how am I motivated when I come to serve? And then also, how can I become the best version of myself? And how can I also learn how to maybe turn up and down my other faders when the moment calls for it? So that's the idea.
Very cool. Tony Geyer's with us as well. And Tony, you mentioned earlier that this isn't just if you're the drummer or the leader, but it's for everybody, including tech folks. Tell us about what you guys are going to be doing for the tech savvy crowd.
Yeah, that's exciting because often tech people get overlooked. They're serving heroically. They're the first ones there, the last ones out. And we're trying to give them some I think of it like going to the big tool store and filling your tool bag. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make opportunities for tech people to learn. And I'm excited. I'm teaching about being the best listener in the room and specifically on the three elements of a contemporary mix.
Okay.
For those audio guys.
Yeah.
To know how to facilitate what's happening on stage. And we stand in the middle of people's ability to gather and enjoy the event.
Right.
Whether it's worship or the service. And we need to have the tools to be able to facilitate what's happening and have people truly enjoy it.
And Dave Gerhardt is with us. Dave, whether you want to see the keynote, you want to be the tech guy, you want to find out about playing keyboards, a guitar in your worship, you have everything. Give us kind of the overview of what's happening on Saturday.
Exactly. I mean, the event is really geared towards anyone that's interested in or involved in worship in the church. It's something to, once again, to inspire, to get people excited about moving the church forward, to connect other like-minded volunteers and worship leaders and lead worshipers together, and then just provide a place where they can grow and move it forward. And Dave's going to be doing a fantastic main session that I'm really excited about. And I just wanted to mention these workshops. We have some fantastic people. I mean, Danny Martinez is doing drums. Chris Keeney, who plays guitar all over Lancaster, and is it Victory, I believe, is doing electric. Jen Rakowski is doing the acoustic guitar workshop. Dan Sigman, a wonderful worship pastor from Manor Church there in Lancaster, is doing the piano workshop. Tony, of course, is doing our live sound. Ryan Gieseman from LCBC will be doing the video production class. And then Tim and Katie Moser, also from LCBC, have volunteered to do our stage design. Mariah Carey, also known as Carrie King and Mariah Keener. They'll be doing the synth and main stage workshop. Yep, yep. I'll actually be leading a songwriting workshop with Gary Buck. Gary's the lead pastor at Hopewell Church. And Tiffany McLaren, she's faculty at LBC. She'll be doing... I'm sorry?
Tiffany,
thank you. Tiffany McLaren. She's going to be doing a vocal workshop called Use and Care of Your Voice. Dave is going to be doing a workshop as well as the main session called Personal Prep, How to Practice for Rehearsal. And Jeff Twigg will be doing Singing the Prayers of Your Church. So there's just so many great, you know, basically a dozen workshops and really some fantastic things. We're going to hope to get the main session up on our YouTube channel and maybe one or two of these workshops, record them as well so people can hear them. Plus, I mean, we'll have Chick-fil-A there. I mean, we'll have some S. Clyde Weaver. So,
food.
Yeah, and we'll have some Chick-fil-A.
So. What time do you start on Saturday, Dave?
We're going to start registration at 8:15 a.m., and then people can mingle, can get to know one another, and then we're going to hit the ground running right at 9 a.m.
And how long does it run then?
It'll go till 1 o'clock. We'll have lunch at noon, and then we'll dismiss around 1.
So folks can sign up ahead of time at your website, or they could just show up Saturday.
They can, yeah. I mean, it helps if they pre-register so we can know how many sandwiches to order, that sort of thing. But yeah, they can come at any time.
The Worship Link Worship Training Event Saturday. It's at Lancaster Bible College. Check it out online, theworshiplink.com. Theworshiplink.com. Dave, David, Tony, great to see you guys.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Wonderful to have you here. Back to the music we go. Here's Need to Breathe, Forever on Your Side on WWE.